Good afternoon, everybody. It's Wednesday with Ray Dadswell. How are you doing, Ray?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. Not too happy about the weather. I think it may be your fault in publishing photographs taken around about the town.
Oh, but the weather
Sunday
photos.
Sunshine, yes. It's always nice to see them, of course.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm glad you like those. That's good. They can be quite difficult. The other day, on Monday of this week, when it was torrential rain and everything else, Sonia was trying to find somewhere half decent to take a photo. And it was very tricky. So she ended up taking one outside the window, which actually looked quite nice. So, at least the weather is starting to look better.
Well, we're hopeful. It seems to be one day on, one day off. Yeah. But that's life, as they say, c'est la vie.
Exactly. All right. So we're back again with Ray Dadswell with All About Eastbourne. Mm. If you remember, this is the show where Ray tells us what's happening in a charitable way across Eastbourne. And I guess really in a sort of a social way as well, not just charities, isn't it?
That's right. Little bits of lots of things.
Exactly. And just
an anecdote for you, first of all.
Yeah, go all for right. it.
Coming into town on the bus this morning, it was fascinating listening to people just across the gangway from me, and probably in 2 minutes of conversation, they covered a dozen different topics. And they moved from holidays to jobs to houses and where they lived to the weather to family celebrations to money, and this was the best of all, false teeth.
Okay, that's an eclectic mix, isn't it?
It was absolutely brilliant. But I love listening to other people's conversations and join in sometimes too, because I pick up ideas and thoughts and get to know what's happening around the town.
Well, you couldn't help but know what's happening around the town, especially with Aunt Vera's false teeth, I
guess.
Well,
there we are. That opens a lot of possibilities for chat, doesn't it?
Exactly. Shows you what Eastbourne's like, doesn't it? You know, but they must have been on a very short journey and hadn't seen each other for a couple of weeks or something.
Well, I don't know. What my wife used to do years ago when her mother was alive, that she would have an hour's chat. And that's when we were paying for our telephone calls. Yeah. She'd have an hour's chat. And then, where are you going? She said, I'm just going round to see Mum. And they talk about all the same things again half an hour later.
That's bonkers, isn't it?
There we are. There we are. Yeah. Now, tell me, what do you think this means? Prosopagnosia.
I don't know, but you could probably get a cream for it at the chemist.
I'm not sure about that. A neurological disorder characterised by the inability to recognise faces.
Oh.
And that's fascinating, because I'm at that stage in life where I see people. It happened in a Thai restaurant not far away from us last night. A young woman who was, she was dining there, and she came up and greeted me, of course. And I thought, now, how do I know you? Thankfully, being able to speak her language, I wasn't too embarrassed in front of other people. But she said, and she explained the situation, but I thought, how often does that happen? And I'd be very interested to know if that's the case for a lot of other people in our fair town.
Yes, but exactly.
How about you? Do you find that?
Well, if you can pronounce that again.
Prosopagnosia.
Prosopagnosia. Well, yes, I do have that, but that's because, you know, during my life, I meet a lot of people for a short period of time.
Certainly.
If you see what I mean. So yeah. I don't use the what's that guy, the memory, there was a guy who was, I don't know, about 10, 15 years ago, he probably still is the world memory champion.
Right.
Right. And he used to, you know, show how he could, like, recite the order of playing cards, but five or six packs all mixed together.
Right, yes, so remember.
He'd look at once, he'd shuffle, not shuffle them, but he'd deal them once and then be able to recite their order.
Clever stuff.
Tony Bazan, I think it was.
That's right.
See, I remembered his name.
Well, I wouldn't have remembered.
No, that's quite impressive. But anyway, so what he does is he associates each card with something.
Yes.
And that helps him to be able to do that.
Yes.
But people obviously have that. But for me, no, I think fast-paced life means I don't always remember people's... Well, actually, I might remember their faces, to be fair, but their names will be a different matter.
Well, because I've grown up locally, and sometimes I see people around and I think, were we at school together? And then the next thought that comes into my mind is, should I nearly said accost them, but should I approach them and say, do we know each other? Sometimes, yes. More often than not, no. Just have to wonder about it for the rest of the day.
Well,
but
It's funny. I actually get the opposite. So when I go out to business networking meetings or gatherings or functions or something, I get the opposite, which is really odd. People come up to me and say, "Do I know you?" And I just think, no, I don't think so. And they can't know me because I've never been there before.
But there was a woman walking down the street the other day, and she approached me, put her arms around me, kissed me on both cheeks, and she said, "You're Brad Pitt, aren't you?"
Well, you can't argue with that.
Lovely idea. Well, so what are we going to talk about mainly this morning? Food Bank.
Oh, right.
Food Bank is a charity which I'm sure is well known to a lot of people in Eastbourne, particularly if they visit the supermarkets and they see there's a food bank bin for people to put packet goods, cans, whatever, food that can be shared amongst people who don't have enough. And it's a charity that has grown so much. Well, yesterday we had the director of Food Bank come to us at the People Matter office, and he gave a lot of detail. And it's not only food. After all, he said that their strapline now, more than food, and they've diversified in the 6-7 years that they've been operating into so many other areas where they can help less fortunate people. And it was really great, to hear about it. So, if I may, I'll share some of those thoughts.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's quite an important thing, actually, isn't it?
Well, quite true. And the fact that it's becoming so well known and a lot of people are being, shall we say, blessed by it, then it's good to give it an airing. June 2011 was the beginning. And Howard Wardle, the director I was speaking about, he said it really came out of another charity, CAP, Christians Against Poverty.
All right.
And then he felt that they were meeting so many people who had a diversity of needs. And through a particular trust, they started in a porter cabin just collecting food, packets of biscuits, cans of soup, baked beans, and all that sort of thing to distribute. And they were helping initially 30 people a month. And they thought, it's never going to get bigger. It will stay at that. And right at the beginning, then they had the national television stations coming along saying, "Really? Eastbourne, a place of need? Surely not. It's affluent and so on. Plenty of money, so it would appear on the surface."
Sure.
But then Howard discovered and was able to tell them it's a lot more under the surface. Well, started in the porter cabin, then they moved into a church building where they spent a number of years, but that is in a part of town where the church itself, a big building, is no longer being used, and so the site has been sold. So now, bringing it right up to date, Food Bank have an office in Grove Road, in Eastbourne, and also a warehouse distribution point in Hampden Park.
Oh, wow.
And 85 volunteers, 30 collection bins around the town. It's amazing in that comparatively short time just how it's all developed. And they're hoping to go even further. The story is that they're feeding 900 people a month, sometimes up to 1,000. Now, coming back to the comment I made earlier, a town like Eastbourne, I've grown up here.
Sure.
And I think, well, what's going on?
It does sound incongruous, doesn't it, that there's so many people in need? But
not quite.
I guess you're going to explain why they're in need.
Well, yes, people without work, social problems, and they've lost so much in the past, maybe even come from other towns, hopeful of settling down here, a variety of issues. And that takes me into the various other areas of work that Food Bank get involved in. They have an advocacy and advice team, and half a dozen people who are a part of that. They're providing information, advice on welfare benefits, housing, debt, employment, relationship breakdowns. And so perhaps areas of life that I'm not so familiar with myself, but that's some of the reason. And poverty is just a big part of that. Help with online form filling. Yeah. I steer away from that if possible. Yes. I would print off a form, but you can't always do that. And so people need that sort of help and support.
It's a good point, actually, because everything is now moving online.
Sure.
And it is difficult if you're not familiar, I guess, with a computer and how to do it. It's, you know, especially some of the elderly people that would have a real problem.
Well,
and then they're being excluded through no fault of their own, aren't they?
Well, quite true. And so that's another ministry, if you like, that Food Bank has. Signposting, helping people to understand their rights. Howard yesterday gave us an illustration, really, of somebody who turned up to them who had absolutely no idea that help was available to the people in need, less fortunate for whatever reason. Helping clients to speak up and to challenge decisions. That may be if they're being removed from where they live and so on. They've been told to quit, whatever. But somebody to act on their behalf, someone they can trust.
Yeah.
And supporting clients, setting up appointments with the various services. That obviously leads on from what we said before, accompanying them to appointments. I think that's brilliant that these folks at Food Bank, that they're willing to set aside time and to go along with their clients just to give them a bit of confidence as well.
Yes, I mean, you know, I'm not, I'm fortunate enough not to have to use charities or help like that. Mm-hmm. But I can imagine, again, that would be good as well, because a lot of people are overwhelmed when they have to attend an interview for, I don't know, maybe at the council or for something.
Sure.
You know, so yes, I think that would really work very well. We need to get Howard in. He can talk to us.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So busy. And he was thinking back to however many years ago, 7 or 8 years ago since it started. And he's saying that it's pretty well taken over his life. That's my intention, certainly.
Yeah,
but sure. I thought, because it was so fresh in my own mind and I learned so much from it, then perhaps, you know, talk about it this particular time.
Sure.
Advocacy, advice team, there's much, much more. Best Start. And for people, for women who have babies, young children, and providing baskets packed with baby items, clothing, bedding, washing, nappies, toys, and a pamper item for mum, buggies, prams, high chairs, rockers. So if anybody listening has any of those things which they could donate, go and find out at the office in Gildridge Road. I'm sorry, not in Gildridge Road, in Grove Road. And then they'd be very happy to see you.
Excellent. Well, actually, that was a question I was going to ask before the break, is that how do they actually get the food for their food banks? Because I've seen on TV that some of the supermarkets actually provide food, you know, slightly out of date or coming up to date. Well, not out of date, because there's two
coming
things.
Up to date.
Coming up to date.
Yes, they do. Yes. I'm very happy to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll talk about that after the break.
Can do.
Okay. See you in a second.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're back. So let's talk about, as we mentioned just before the break, about the foodstuffs and where they come from.
Yes.
So did he explain that to you?
Yes, he did, very much so. I think that's how it all started, his contact with some of the supermarkets who are open to the idea of putting a bin near to the checkouts, and people buying one or two extra items that they could put them in the bin, and then a collection of goods would all be taken back to their warehouse, sorted, and then packs made up to provide their clients with enough food to last them for a few days. And a wonderful idea. But there are also donations from individuals, from local churches. There's a Christian ethos behind it.
Right.
Not all the staff and certainly not all the clients come from a church background necessarily. But so there's a lot going on. Everybody, everywhere.
Right. Okay.
Has an opportunity.
So do the retailers also donate food?
I think they do to a certain extent. I'm trying to think, did he mention that yesterday? We might have to save that one till Howard comes in sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen those baskets kind of things, near the exits to supermarkets for quite some time, actually. But the thing that amazes me is how, the supermarkets now, obviously, when they're doing a purchasing deal with a manufacturer, probably give these people the option to take back the food. Or I'm just looking at it from a business point of view as to how they can afford to give away the food.
Sure.
Because let's face it, they're not going to do it if it costs them money.
No.
So, there must be some sort of deal involved there, which is great. Anyway, that's me just being interested in economics.
Right. Well, save that one. I'm not so certain about the answer to that.
Howard, write that one down because we'll need to be talking about it.
Well, I'll let him know that we've been talking about him.
Well, he'll hear it on the show, Ray.
Well, we hope so.
Exactly.
There we are. So much for young mums, if you like, young families, and a lot of other things that are available, household items donated, food and toiletries, you name it, they've got it. It's a wonderful idea. I keep saying that and run out of suitable adjectives. 42 Grove Road is the place to go. It was formerly the office of our MP before Stephen Lloyd.
Yes. Know where it is now.
Caroline Ansell, and I guess she would be very happy with what's going on there.
Yes.
And so on. But there are satellite food banks as well. St. Elizabeth's Church in Old Town, 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock on a Tuesday. And then also in the Willingdon Trees Community Centre, same times, 10 till 12, but that on a Wednesday. And it's hopeful to open up one or two other areas as well, in Langley. And there are a number of charities also connected with food banks, so they're all working together. I mean, that's one of the joys that I'm finding in any research I do and what I already know, how charities are supporting one another. Signposting is a big thing.
Yes.
If we can't do it, they're saying, we'll send them on to somebody else who can. And that's good, not just letting it go, clients walking away disappointed, but finding somebody who can help.
Okay, so let's now think about the end user for them. How, it's difficult, isn't it? Because how would somebody know that they would be eligible for help, apart from knocking on the door and saying, could I have some help, please? I'm in need. I mean, is there a process they need to go through?
Yes, there is a process, a procedure. I don't think it's that onerous. Well, I hope not, because people who are in desperate need, why should we make it difficult for them?
Well, quite.
But, of course, that opens up another discussion. But certainly just to check how these people can be helped. Not only with food, but some of these other matters that we've been talking about.
Well, yes, exactly.
But a lot of the charities around the town would have food bank details, contact details, and the Citizens Advice, for example, as well as where I'm based at People Matter. And then we can say, well, all right, today we can't help you, but we can make a phone call on your behalf, make an appointment for you, and go on from there.
Yes.
There's a multitude of needs of people out there.
Sure.
And so we're very happy to assist them.
Well, I imagine as well that they would be signposted to the charity through the job centre or whichever agency that they're engaging with.
Yes, certainly.
And hopefully the council as well, because, it needs to be simple.
Yes.
You know, it needs... people who require that help, you know, aren't, you know, it's not something that everybody would just want to do.
Well,
unless
that's
they
true.
Are in dire need, you know, that's yeah, the sure. thing.
Well, at our discussions yesterday with Food Bank, they were followed, so it was quite a heavy morning in many ways, lots of information for us. But we were learning about Kingdom Way Trust. This, again, started very small, just in the last few years, Eastbourne Winter Night Shelter,
right,
where local church buildings, which are not being used overnight, certainly, they provide accommodation for homeless people in the months of December, January and February, the coldest months. Then there's the bridge, that's accommodation again for people without their own homes. Hope Woodwork, now that was highlighted for us yesterday. Now in my family, I remember an uncle of mine, my father's brother, was a carpenter. And so sometimes it was quite interesting to go along and see some of the things that he had made.
Well, yeah.
And Hope Woodwork, well, that was set up to provide skills, not just in making furniture and ornaments and all that type of thing, garden furniture particularly, but really to help people to get back into the swing of life. They've lost confidence for whatever reason, and again to provide life skills at the same time. So it's many different things together, and as a community effort. And I was hoping today that I might have had somebody come along from there and talk to me about it. Not to be, because again, there is so much need, and they're pretty busy people.
That we actually want to try and do here as well.
Yeah, sure.
Is to provide, you know, help and assistance for people who are out of work, who have lost confidence.
Yes.
And they can help us and help themselves and learn a new skill by putting together radio shows like this.
Surely, surely.
So that's going to be coming up in the future from our point of view.
Well, quite true. Quite
so,
true.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Well, yes, I've got it wrong, in fact.
Ah, okay.
It's Food Bank, I was speaking about earlier, that they have an open day at their new premises in Brampton Road in Hampden Park.
Right.
So if you know where B&Q is,
yep,
it's in that same complex.
Oh, right. Okay.
Dunelm.
Yes,
and
yes.
And behind there somewhere. Haven't actually right, been right. yet, but Friday the 11th of May, open day.
Oh, it's probably
so in that's the, a place in, to go along.
In the industrial estate behind it then, I think.
That would be. That right. would be. So I will do my best to have a look now. I've been talking about it. The other one here, yes, Hope Woodwork. There's something that they're doing, and not quite sure. Perhaps I'll mention that next time.
Sure.
It's coming up. So you name it, we've got it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay. And so what else have we got? What else have we got to talk about?
There's a lot going on in around the town, as I've said several times. And we did discuss, as a group of agencies and voluntary organisations and churches, whether, this was some years ago, whether we shouldn't have a hub where people could go one place and they could find information about anything and everything. That hasn't happened yet. It may do in the future. But of course, it's through Eastbourne.online that we're able to broadcast and make known some of these things.
Exactly.
So that again, could be something for the future.
Yes, indeed. And we'd be very happy to help in that respect, so that's great. Okay, well, Ray, thanks very much. I think that's a really good synopsis of what Hope Woodwork, and also the food bank's name is. It's evaded me.
Food Bank.
Food Bank.
That's it. Yes, that's it. A very straightforward name, and it explains, like certain things you use in the garage, in the house.
Yes.
It does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, exactly. Quite
that took
simple.
A little while to come out. But
yeah. This is it, you see. It's such an apt name, obviously, that I thought it can't be called that. Mm. So I'm trying to think of some fancy charity name.
That's it. But remembering also that they do so much else.
Yeah.
Perhaps I could give, they'll bless me for this, but I could give you a phone number if I could. It's an Eastbourne number, 01323 409925.
So 409925.
That's right.
Great. And is there a website address as well?
info@eastbourne.foodbank.org.uk.
Okay, so info@eastbourne.foodbank.org.uk. And that's their email address. Great.
That's right. I'm sure they'd be happy to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, get in touch with them on that. And do you have anything for Hope Woodwork?
Hope Woodwork, yes. So it's... www.eastbourne.foodbank.org.uk Kingdom Way Trust, all lowercase, one word, or all together, kingdomwaytrust.org. There's no telephone number as far as I can see.
Okay,
that would get information about all their work, Night Shelter, The Bridge, Hope would work, and Hope into Action.
Great. So it'll all be on there. Fantastic. Fantastic, Ray. Thank you very much. It's great to hear about these charities. It's great to hear, you know, what Food Bank and Hope Would Work are actually offering people. Because, yeah, you know, people sometimes are desperate and they do need help. And they need help in all sorts of ways.
Indeed.
Especially with their confidence and upskilling, really, you know, so they can get a change of job if their original job isn't available.
Well, quite true. Even in my own family, I won't say too much, but there's been need of help, charity help in the past. And so we're very thankful for organisations like this who are quite willing. And it's often a hand-to-mouth existence for the charity and finding funding to keep them going. And that inevitable filling in forms to try and get cash from other supporting charities, government agencies and so on. That's a tough number.
Oh,
but
yes,
they keep going. Well, and we're so glad to have them.
It shows you, doesn't it, how much work there is. Brilliant. Ray Dadswell, thank you again.
Thank you.
And we'll speak to you again next week. But of course, you've got your Sunday show coming up.
That's right.
Do you want to give a little plug for that?
Can do. Yes, we're moving away from Eastbourne. We're going to South America and to learn about a charity project in Peru. But the lady, good friend of ours, a member of a local church, she herself started travelling to Peru, I don't know if she'll tell us, of course, but 6 or 7 years ago, and she's managed to raise funds, for a building to help meet the needs of disabled people.
Ah.
And it's great. I shall look forward to talking to her.
Absolutely. So tune in on Sunday at 9:30.
That's correct.
And you'll be able to hear even more.
Indeed.
Fantastic. Ray, thanks again.
Brilliant.